that's a really big target of the project, is to try and help people who might have, you know, multiple different medications that they have to take for different reasons, and end up with these really complicated kind of dosage regimes, particularly older people, you know, where they might have, you know, one medication that they have to take four times a day. There might be another one that they just take three times a week, another one that they take twice a day. So they end up with all these sort of really complicated combination of things that they have to take at different times. And particularly for older people, that can be a bit of a challenge, you know, to try and stick to taking things at the, you know, the right times, the right frequency. So what this project is all about is about using the power of 3D printing to print a personalised medicine. So that would combine in a single pill all of the drugs that that person needs. And that can be designed so that each drug sort of slowly releases at the right rate that it's needed. So the person just has to take this one pill every day. And, you know, that can get rid of a lot of problems that can occur when people are missing doses or they're taking maybe an accidental overdose because their medication is so complicated.
Presumably the technology and the level of 3D printers necessary in hospitals and pharmacies right across the country would be huge. How far away are we, do you believe, from someone somewhere like Ardra or Coluni or Buncrana being able to walk into their local pharmacy with their own personalised prescription and have this personalised service provided?
Yeah, obviously it's a big shift in medicine, and it's a way that medicine is already beginning to move, you know, to become more personalised, that a prescription is tailored to individual need rather than having, you know, kind of a one-size-fits-all dosage. We know that, you know, medicines have a very different impact on each individual, you know, depending on, you know, their body mass and their gender and their environment and lots of other factors. So, you know, medicine is already starting to move in that direction. And already we have, you know, the 3D printing technology that can achieve this. So the big barrier is really about ensuring the safety of producing these things. So, for example, if you go into your local pharmacy in Ardra and have this pill that's printed for you, you want to be absolutely sure that what is in that pill is, you know, exactly what you're supposed to be getting in the right amount, and that there's no damage caused to the drug or anything like that during the 3D printing process. And actually, this is what the Proceed project that we're funded by Science Foundation Ireland to look at. That's what it's really addressing. It's looking at using sensors and AI to monitor the quality and make sure that these medicines are safe. So that's kind of the big barrier, and that's what we're really trying to tackle in this project. So it'll be a few years before we sort of solve all those safety and regulation problems.
Could we potentially see a pilot rollout of this system across the Northwest? You're based in Sligo. Your research colleagues are based in UL in Limerick. Is it conceivable that we may see this rolled out in places like Sligo, Donegal, Galway, Mayo, etc., and have some pilot projects run in our local hospitals and our local pharmacies?
Yeah, that's absolutely the aim. I mean, this is an Irish-funded project by Irish researchers and working with Irish industries. You know, we have a great pharmaceutical and medical device industry on the west of Ireland. So that's absolutely the target, that we can run pilot studies and see this rolled out and make an impact on the lives of people in the west of Ireland. Absolutely.